Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. She's popping in a little late here. It's okay.
I'd say she did come in hot.
She is coming in hot in more ways than one. In more ways than none. Yeah. And also joining us for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Happy hump day. Is
everybody having a good week? What, Lindsay?
Most appropriate greetings given the book.
Yeah.
My week has been okay.
Your week is okay. Leah is currently in prison, so, you know.
Yeah, my very dull background.
No decorations.
For those of you who don't know, we moved, and so life is a hot mess of chaos right now. So I'm in the, like, tucked in the corner of my bedroom because I don't really have another space to go right now.
We might have to buy her some wall art, something temporary.
I mean, something. I could just stack up my bags and boxes of books, although I have to get the rest of them from the other house still. So, I mean.
There's that. This is not an advertisement, but we have an upcoming episode in October.
Yeah.
And Book Outlet has free shipping until tomorrow morning, Thursday, September 11th. My favorite Demon Hunter is over there, and look at these edges. Look at them.
My thing is, like the colors are just so rich on all of those.
Yeah. I bought book one and book two from Book Outlet. Also, like, it's fancy even. This is all imprinted, and there's some underlying. Anyway, it's a very pretty paperback. So if, like me, you love a paperback, you should check out Book Outlet for that book. Yes, my name is Becky, and I have a problem. The pink on my favorite Demon Valentine is so vibrant. It's so pretty. And Jenny's like, leave my budget alone, Becky.
I'm like,
Anyway, so worth it. But I thought I'd give a little shout out to Book Outlet for my fellow people to look at. Okay, so on this episode of Sip and Discuss, we are going to talk about Where We Bloom by Kristen Proby. So who would like to give us all the details? We should also give the quick disclaimer. We are going to spoil this book. And this is our honest opinion. We won't be mean, but it will feel harsh. So I'm just going to be honest. Who wants to give the details?
I can.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so this is Where We Bloom by Kristen Proby. It is part of the Blackwells of Montana series. It is book number 3. The release date was September 10th, 2024. The tropes and themes are age gap, billionaire, best friend's brother, small town, and a bookstore owner heroine. It is told in dual first-person point of view. If you do the audiobook, it is Emma Wilder and Connor Crace. You can find it on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited. It is an indie published, and the audio is everywhere. Content trigger warnings. There is a date rape drugging of the female main character, but not by the male main character.
I was really angry about that because there is no mention anywhere. Not her website, not on Goodreads. Like, I get that Amazon likes to play a little fast and loose. So I respect that. I understand that. But there was nothing anywhere else that mentions that issue with this book.
There's some foreshadowing.
No. It just kind of like, happens. It's just like it comes out of nowhere.
I also had the release date wrong. The publication date was July 17th of 2025. So it just came out this summer.
Oh, I just read what you wrote.
I obviously copied and pasted from something else, you know. Okay. And also, who did the audiobook? I did the audio. Anybody else do the audio?
I did not.
No one else? Okay. No. So in this book, the hero's name is Connor. Connor Crace does the audio narration. And typically I like and enjoy Connor Crace. I think he does a nice job. However, the hero in this book is Irish and has an accent. And the accent, Connor does the accent. He does not do the accent well, in my opinion. He doesn't carry it through. It doesn't have the same lyricalness at different points. And this is kind of stupid. And, you know, I'm curious your thoughts. Do you think people with accents, when they're having internal thoughts, do they have accents?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that...
I had this discussion with people.
Do they hear the accents, or does it just sound normal voice to them?
It sounds normal voice to them.
Because we discuss, like, how, like, people that are bilingual, trilingual, multilingual, like, how they dream.
Right.
Like, most people dream in their native language.
Right.
So their internal thoughts are usually in the same language.
So, but do you think they would have the accent in the internal language, or would it be normal?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. His accent was very inconsistent. Sometimes it had it, sometimes it didn't. I don't know what was happening. It was making me very anxious.
There are Irish narrators.
Yeah. Jen Ellen asks in the chat, are there any Irish narrators? And yes, B.B. Easton, she has a book, Devil of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an Irish narrator, and I would marry him just for his voice alone.
Yeah.
Lindsay, I'm not joking. Like,
it's
listen to the sample. His voice alone, I do. I'm just saying.
Mike's just sitting right there.
He's used to it.
He's so
That's
used to it.
I was chuckling, but I'm now very curious. I'm definitely going to check this out.
Well, it makes me laugh. Does anyone follow Yuri and Ernesto on TikTok and
Yuri
on Facebook?
And Ernesto. They are amazing.
Right. So he refers to his current husband, Ernesto, as his current husband.
Yeah.
His current husband. And I think that he's hilarious. Like, I mean... I kind of want to be him. Like, he seriously is like talking about all the things he wants to do to Pedro Pascal. And his husband is like sitting right here.
Right there.
Like right here. But it's okay.
Jen Ellen also asks, what does your internal monologue sound like?
A real not nice person.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. I'm like, she is a mean bitch. Like,
but does she sound like what you hear?
I don't know, because...
Okay, this is interesting, though, because I've talked about this before with my husband and, like, my family, but, like, I actually don't have an internal monologue.
I just say everything out loud.
I said that, and, like, I, like, think abstractly.
Do you see the apple, or do you just see the word apple, or do you not actually see the apple in your brain? Like, if I say picture an apple...
I see the whole apple, like,
with color shadows in 3D.
I'm like a number 5, I think.
Right, and I'm about a 4.5. Four and a half. I don't necessarily get the finer, like, details of the apple. What about you, Lindsay?
I mean, like, I visualize it, but it's not, like... I would have to, like, really think about it to, like, visualize all the details.
So she's probably about a 2 or a 3. Like, the concept of the apple, but not necessarily.
Yeah, so, like, if I want anything detailed happening in my head, I have to really concentrate and focus. And it's how we get things in the grocery list, like taco bucket. Like, do you know what a taco bucket is? I don't, but I wrote it on the list. And thank God Charlie's a good interpreter, because he knew what a taco bucket was.
What is a taco bucket?
Apparently, it's the instant taco meat, like, where you get the pre-made taco meat that you just... Yeah, taco bucket.
Like in a bucket almost.
Yeah, exactly. And so
I've
like
never
that
bought a bucket of taco meat, and now I kind of want to go buy a bucket of taco meat.
I know,
meat.
Chloe was asking about tacos earlier, and now Lindsay's talking about tacos. Like, we just need to have a taco party.
Sounds like it. Well, the rom-com authors from Sunday night, if you haven't listened to that episode, they would really like us to do some movie viewing with different rom-coms from the 80s and 90s and early aughts, and they would like to come. So I guess we could have like taco night and watch Romancing the Stones or something with
I think that's a great
the
idea.
Four of them. They were a hoot, by the way.
They were
and
a
those
hoot
ladies
to
were
listen
a hoot.
To.
Okay. Does anyone have a one sentence reaction to the whole of this book?
Yeah,
I
four
got a
words.
one word.
What's your one word, Jenny?
Boring.
Okay, fair. Fair, fair. Lindsay, what's your one statement? Oh,
Words.
you have four
Love bombing.
statements.
Four
I have
words.
four words. Love bombing, ooh, regrettable.
There's only, oh, I guess love bombing. That's hyphenated,
It's
but
hyphenated.
technically three.
Okay,
Wait,
Leah, do you
what?
have a one word sentence?
I was vastly disappointed.
Surface level characters and too many shallow details.
I wasn't disappointed. Like, this is what I expect from her.
I
I'm
mean, see,
sorry.
she is hit or miss for me. I've read a couple of her books and I really liked the like way that the characters came together. But she honestly, she's not even a mac and cheese for me though.
She did something. There's something she did. Like, at some point,
Changed.
her writing style changed. And I don't remember ever being like a big fan of her books, but I don't remember, like, it has declined for me because of the way she now tells stories. Almost the entire story happens through dialogue. And there's no depth as a result. Like, you don't have like inner workings or thoughts. Like as she's opening her bookstore that's only been open for a year, like she's not thinking about like the hard work she put in. Like, you don't get any depth to it. Like, everything just seems too easy for the characters. And then, like, literally everything is told through dialogue.
I think so. This is a book to me, or this is an author to me. This is an example of trying to write to market without truly understanding what writing to market should look like. Like, writing to market, writing to trope is fine. We read many of those and love them. She writes to what the market wants, but she doesn't give anybody anything else.
Yeah, because it reminded me of reading like a fanfic where you get like, you just get a chapter whenever like the person posts it. And like, because she would do like summaries. And I'm like, yeah, we were all there like 10 minutes ago. Like, I didn't need the recap. Like, yeah,
There.
it just felt like very repetitive and kind of just like a small snippet to get you to the next one.
My thing is, like, this was a 430 plus page book. It was 200 pages too long.
Well,
Like, she could
especially
have
for
told a really great story in a half of the like words.
exactly. And Aurora Rose Reynolds does that. Her books are very short. She does not go very deep into a lot. Like, her books are what I would consider like more surface level, but she does that really, really well. She still does a good amount of storytelling. She doesn't go into too many crazy details, and she also ties up her loose ends. And like, you're right, there is a lot of fluff in here and a lot of unnecessary stuff.
Even if we
But
just look at the
I'm not
pacing
concerned.
of this book, it was fucking jarring. We
It
have
just
this really spicy first encounter, which I was really okay with. I actually, if all I had read was the prologue, I would have said, oh my God, the rest of this book's gonna be fire. Like, it's like, this is part of the reason I stopped reading flippin' blurbs, because you get a really good blurb that hooks you in, and you're like, yes, I am in. I'm gonna love this book.
And it's
And then you
really
get to page
disappointing.
10 and you're like, flip the table. What the heck did I
Well,
just read?
my thing is like it covers a decent amount of time, but like nothing happens.
Nothing.
Like
Nothing.
nothing
Nothing. And
happens.
it's not that it has to be action forward, but at least give some characters with some agency, with some growth, with some depth. Like, seriously. Seriously. And I am somebody that did read 50 Shades of Grey. I am somebody that did read a lot of books in the teens that were very label dropping style forward. Like, that's how I learned that Jimmy Choo's hat, like the C the Sex in the City vibe that happened to a bunch of books in the early aughts and the teens, that everything had to be like label dropping, and I love my Jimmy Choo's and you know, I would rather die than not wear these designer shoes. And
Yeah.
I read all those books, and they were funny in the time. Billy came across as vapid, shallow, and inconsistent. Like, there was nothing about her. Like, the way that she just randomly has $300 to spend every 3 months on thrifting designer clothes and hates on fast fashion. Tell me you're a snob, because I'm sorry. My feelings on this is Kristen Proby is a snob, because that's how this book reads.
So my thing with Billy is, if you are a small business owner that is a year old, like, you're really, like, you're worried about income. You worry about how much you're spending. You do not spend $1,000 a month. Like, that's a direct quote from the book. You do not spend $1,000 a month on dry cleaning.
Oh, and she just hired four new people too. Like, she's rolling it in.
How is she making that much money in a small town?
Exactly. If you were in Bozeman, like, if her bookstore was in Bozeman, I could believe that. There's a bunch of rich people coming to Bozeman now, and it's a hot, like, a hot place. But you specialize in romance books in a small town in Montana. Like, have you been to a small town in Montana? Because this is friggin' delusional, is what it is. Like,
well, and, like, I don't have a problem with people, like, liking to go to thrift stores and finding those kinds of deals, and that's, like, how they shop. I have zero issue with that. But the way that she comes across is obnoxious. And then, like, to drop $300 on two totes of all these clothes that she's just going to donate back in a year. Like, how is she making any money? Like, how is she a good business person?
I don't know.
Unclear. Especially hiring four employees all at once.
Yeah. Right. Like, who has, like, the spare cash for that when you own a small business? Unless, I mean, like, your parents are billionaires, but they weren't.
They were not.
She did talk about, at one point, like, how her family is well off, but there's literally no backstory at all to indicate to, like, how she would have money, because, like, she doesn't own the ranch. It's her brother's ranch. Like,
but yeah, the one brother is a fire chief.
Like, you're not getting rich.
But the one brother's a fire chief. The one's a mechanic. The one's a doctor. And yes, the one owns the ranch. Sort of. I don't.
No, he does, because, like,
he made it a dairy farm.
The ranch.
Yeah, he inherited it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, her character does not make sense. It's not like. If you are a small business owner in that scenario, you're way more frugal and money conscious. And if you have $1,000 to spend, you're putting that back into your business. Like, also, like, you're not paying yourself as much as a small business owner like that as you would an employee.
And we often talk about how sometimes there's the unlikable female heroine. And typically those are the ones I connect to right away, because I'm like, ooh, mirror, see self. You know, I love Angelina M. Lopez's After Hours on Milagro Street.
Yeah.
You know, the heroine there, she's sassy. She's a little mean. Like, I get her. I get her. Billy wasn't written to be unlikable.
Mm-mm.
No. She so, like, just has no personality.
Yeah, she's just kind of plain.
She's very plain. She doesn't have a consistent personality. She didn't strike me as a heroine who knows who she is. Like, her entire personality was running the bookstore and then running around. And then, like, the thing I really didn't like was how she calls Connor her billionaire. Like, she
50 times
care about his money. And then, like, literally, then, like, oh my God. Like, this is the worst book I've ever read by Kristen Proby.
So she used the word billionaire 48 times.
It's so stupid. Like, I do not buy for a minute that Billy didn't care about his money, given her nickname. Like, his entire identity for her was his money. Like, their entire relationship was him, her saying, hey, I'm not going to do you anymore, or, like, sleep around with you anymore, because I want something more than that. And he was like, fine, I don't do that. So they hadn't seen each other. And then he all of a sudden decides that he's gonna just like completely love bomb her, and the rest of the book he's just love bombing her.
Yeah, I was like, you just summarized like 85% of the book.
Yeah. Well, but also like his character doesn't make sense either. Like he talks about how he don't like wouldn't open up to people, but it's like the way that he talks about his family, like he had a decent family life. Like he and his sister have a good relationship, but it didn't seem like the parents were like horrible human beings that like
But
there was
she
no
gets
trauma there.
preachy. But she gets preachy with his mom.
She gets preachy a lot. Like
She
she's
does, yes,
so
she does.
because she like the Cassie, like the house chef. I'm sorry. I don't care who this woman coming in my house is and cooking. Like
Right,
I
like come
what
in.
girl is actually going to have a problem with any person coming
Please
into their
come and
home
cook in
cooking
my
meals?
house.
Cinnamon
Well,
buns from scratch? Are you kidding
but also when
me?
they were on the plane and she like lost her shit on that like flight
Right?
attendant.
Look
It's
at
like
him. I just looked at him. Oh my
poor
God, I hate
woman.
this.
It's
My
like
dog is giving me comfort because I'm like so angry. It's like, please just pee on his leg. Like we all know that he's yours. Like it just, I didn't really like her character at all. And I had issues with Connor and the fact that like
He had potential. He
he
had
had a lot of
potential because he
potential.
had that burn the world for her energy. The accent could have been well done, but the undermining by constant repetition of his wealth took away anything dynamic about him. Like he
Yeah, he
was
literally
solely
struggled with
defined,
that.
I'm a billionaire. I'm a wealthy
Yeah.
man. I'm too busy. He, you know, when he has to go
I
back for
want
the
it done now.
meetings and
Everything
stuff.
I want it done now.
Yeah, it was
Just throw
just.
money at every problem, and it was just so utterly.
Well, and I feel like the whole like stalker, like pictures thing, like it just seemed out of place
It
too.
was
Like
immature. The
it
way
just
they
didn't make
reacted to
sense.
it, the way they reacted to it was like really immature. It was just, it was obnoxious. Like this book, everything felt obnoxious in this book. And I wanted to like it because I actually did read book one and it was cute. It was fine. It was a solid 3 stars. It was well written. And then that is something I will say about this book. It is well edited as far as grammar, punctuation, you know,
Well, and the structure of the story
the beats
itself
of the
wasn't
story.
bad.
Yeah.
Like it just, the story wasn't good.
So this month, our theme was plus size heroines. And this was touted all over the place as Kristen Proby's first time writing a plus size heroine. And all the reviews that I had read had said, oh, it was such great representation. No, it fucking wasn't.
There
Oh,
was
there's
no
none.
representation. I
There
mean,
isn't any.
she's not plus size. She is maybe a 14, 16. Maybe.
Well, I mean, but she talks about like how she eats what she wants, how she doesn't care, but it's like there's no.
But even the sexual positions that they go in, and that's because that's been one of my big complaints about like Tempt by Melanie Harlow. Like, as a fat girl, there are
You can't bend
certain
certain ways.
things you cannot do. Even in my younger days, when I was smaller, you know, there are certain things that are just more challenging. And even if you could do it, you would comment about how that is challenging for your body size. But just saying that she has a pillowy stomach and thick thighs, that's not plus size. That's not good rep.
No, I have a pillowy stomach and thick thighs.
I'm like, yeah. And skinny bitches like to eat too.
Seriously.
Every girl on the planet likes food. Like, that is
Right?
how I got Instagram to be so popular. Do we not remember 2012?
We do. Those were some beautiful days. Could we go back?
I'm just like,
Please.
I knew I was not going to be happy going into this just because, like,
Well, this was our community pick, and I
I
will say,
know.
wait, so I do have to say, community on Patreon, you have a strike against you.
Well, like I you
We're
and I were
starting to
talking, and
question
like I
your
said, I
picks.
almost feel like they do it on purpose because
They
they want us to
do. They want
fight.
to see us like lose
Like
it.
they want to see us do what we're doing.
Can we talk about one more like random?
We can talk about
Yes,
all
Lindsay,
of
we
the
can talk
things. I
about
need to go
anything you
back to like
want. One more thing. Like this book was just like the perfect cocktail of everything I hate in a book. Like, but Like, it did one of my pet peeves, like, almost every chapter. And that is, like, the heroine. Okay, like, there's this big trend right now where authors and certain, like, author cliques will make their heroines either, like, avid romance readers or, like, part of a romance book club or a bookstore owner or
Or
an
an
author.
author.
And the entire reason is to call out all of their friends, every single chapter advertising for, like, am I reading a romance novel or a billboard? Like, hate that so much.
Yeah,
And
there
it
was a lot of
just gets
that,
her out of the
yes. There's
story.
actually a list of them in the front of the book.
It's
Book
so
club.
gross. It's so
Anything
gross
for.
because it's not genuine. These are not necessarily books that she read on her own that she loved, because it's the same names almost every book. It's that she did this in the one that I read in book one. And it was like, because the heroine in book two, part of the reason I skipped book two is the heroine in book two is the romance author, the Scottish romance author that was styled after Samantha Young, I think is her name. And it was like, come on. I'm tired of that trend. I really wish
Yeah, I am
that
done
we
with
could
it.
get rid of
It
it.
is now becoming for me a blacklist trend, meaning like I will not read another book by an author who does that because it's so obnoxious. And I'm sorry, but like you're already advertising your friends on your Instagram, you're already advertising your friends on your TikTok, you're already doing this in your newsletter, on your Facebook page, like all of your social avenues were already getting inundated with this. And now in your book too, what does this add to your story? It just takes me out of it. And it's like I'd really like to see heroines with different jobs.
Yeah.
Different jobs. Can we go back to the hairstylist? I'm sorry. I would love a good stripper romance. I love a good, or a cam girl. Like, give them to me. Or an accountant. Like, why
Well,
can't she
even
be an
just
accountant?
like a diner worker or just anything else. An
Anything.
actuary. We've only read like
They
one or two of
can be a
those.
reader. We just don't need
Yes.
to know what they're
But it doesn't have to
reading.
be their identity either.
But we had it
Exactly.
in, there was another book that we read recently where she talks about how she can't go anywhere without her Kindle. And, you know, she just loves her Kindle. She takes it everywhere with her. Which, okay. Yeah, that's
I
a
live
lot of
that,
us.
but
I mean, that's a lot of us.
yeah.
But, okay. Is she reading your book? Is she reading the book you wrote about her on her Kindle? Like, is it so meta? Because it feels so
My
meta.
God, stop. Just stop.
I would take, Jen Ellen says she's tired of bakery owners and writers. I would take a bakery owner over a writer. Now, I will say we read a Kylie Scott. I think it was Amanda and I read it, the text one. She was, I think, a freelance editor, or she might have been a writer, but it was
Wasn't she a
not the romance
journalist?
genre.
Wasn't she some sort of journalist?
I feel like it was like true crime or something like that.
Like I don't mind the author aspect if it's not a romance author.
Right.
It's the romance side like that bugs me 'cause I read one not too long ago and she was an author. I cannot think of what book it was, but she wrote thrillers.
Which would be fun. But what, I mean, like, I'm gonna write a novel and it's gonna be about a podcaster?
Well, but because my thing is like there are women authors who are not writing romance. Like
Right.
why are we not talking about them as well? Like, yes, you're writing a romance book, but why are we just focused on like this small set of things?
Yeah, I mean, literally, the options are endless. Like, you could just do a quick
Right.
Google search and see like the literal tens of thousands of different types of jobs there are out there. And like, there's so much opportunity to be creative and maybe, I don't know, learn something new. And you can look it up,
I
but
have a
I'd rather you look it
friend.
up than write the same dang thing every
One of my friends is a food scientist. I would read that book.
cool.
I follow a girl on TikTok who is a food professional food taster.
Oh, how do you
And,
get that job?
right? She has a degree in like molecular biology, science, food science, something. Like, it's this whole thing. But she tastes different brands. And then, you know, lets them know if it's too acidic or,
Oh,
you
it's just
know.
part of like their focus groups.
But they are an actual company that, like, they send them their food and you taste it. And then she'll go to like Costco and Walmart and the grocery and tell you like the dupes for it. Like, if you really like these flavorings, then you should try this. I think that's actually how I found, because Costco has these basically McGriddle sandwiches in their freezer section. They're pancakes
Oh,
with
awesome.
sausage and egg, and they're so delicious. And I think it was her that is how I found them. That on TikTok. Anyway,
I mean, there are some good things that have come out of the Tiki Talk.
there's lots of good things. I to be honest, I'd rather read about a TikTok influencer falling in love over this vapid lady.
Like the Mallory Marlowe love at
Yes, that
first
was
sighting.
hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, wouldn't it be fun at
Well,
PI?
FBI, is that what you said?
Yeah, PI, like a private investigator?
Oh, PI, yeah.
What did you say,
No, I was
Lindsay?
gonna say I was really angry about the like drink being drugged because I'm like, this is not how any of this works. Like,
And it
I
added
know I
nothing
sent you
of
guys
value.
screenshots because I was
You
very
did.
angry.
But it doesn't add anything of value to the story.
No, it
No, it
doesn't.
didn't
Because he
at
could have just
all.
come on to her and
Yeah.
he, Connor, walk over and be
Or she could
like,
have just been really drunk. Like, what was the point
right.
of like the drugging side of
Yeah.
it? Like, she was already drunk. Like, just give her a couple more drinks and she's like not like capable of making good choices. Like, and have it go that direction. 'Cause I mean, who hasn't had that happen?
Or yeah, or like the guy just gets handsy. Like, I mean,
Yeah, exactly.
yep, I agree. Lindsay, what else is on your list to talk about?
We covered a lot of it. One of the things is like because of how service level it is, the attraction between them quickly devolved into I talked about the love bombing, but it really I didn't buy HEA between these characters. I didn't feel like anything got resolved between them at the end. It was just like very quick, and then her epilogue is always for the next character, so you don't really get like any kind of solidified. Like, you don't get that. And it doesn't really matter. I don't need it. I don't care for her books. Like, you don't get something that solidifies the HEA. But there was like this trend going on the internet not long ago where it was like what couples would divorce
Yeah.
after the book. And it was like, for sure, these two. Like, there's nothing between them. Like, it's very much a codependent thing. Billy is so immature. So immature.
So immature and so in it for the cash.
Yeah, and then like Connor is just like this 40-year-old billionaire whose like whole identity is work and like his sister and his family and like I don't know.
What are we
Did
gonna
we
say, Jenny?
ever find like she have a reason for having insomnia or
No,
like not being
just
able to
has it.
sleep? No,
No
she
reason
just
for anything.
does.
She rarely gives a reason for anything. So like sometimes she'll give you like a little bit of a backstory as to why something is happening. But like she rarely dives into like any kind of character trauma.
I
There's
will
no like
say,
development or resolution or overcoming
in
it.
the first book, she did. In the first book, she did give a reason why the girl
Yeah.
didn't do well with pets. It had to do with like an abusive father that she would have to tend the pets. And then when he was abusive and he would hurt the pets, like it became a thing. And she really couldn't do chickens because that was one of the
It
things he would do.
Even in the first book, my pet peeve with the first book was like she did give you that backstory, and then all of a sudden she's just like instantly fine having a kitten.
Right. That was, yeah. Like, there's no work. Nobody does any work to get over it. It's like magic.
Yeah.
Like, I found love,
You
so
just
now
snap
I
your
can have
fingers.
something.
Well, but like the whole like I can't sleep without you, like that's the only good sleep I have. Like I understand insomniacs, like yes, like they have trouble sleeping, but it's not an every night thing all the time.
No, and even if she is a chronic insomniac, typically there's a reason why, right? Like we can
Yes.
have it where maybe it's ADHD coded, you know, and so the insomnia is because their brain doesn't shut down. But most people, if it's coded, you know, like that, they would then say something about like, I'm not taking my medicine anymore. I just sometimes can't shut my brain off.
Well, but
it tends to wake me up in the middle of the night. Like there would be codings like that.
But if you're, but also if you're that old and you have not like been able to sleep well for years, wouldn't you have gone to the freaking doctor?
I mean, there's some disbelief I can suspend there a little bit on that, because that is a trope that people really crave, which is the I only sleep when I'm with you trope. You know, I only sleep well. Like, I mean, it was big in a lot of the Highlander
Bodice rippers. A lot of times nightmares and things like that. But yeah, at the same rate, like, there's always backstory to it.
There is. There's always backstory, but she doesn't give us anything. So, to me, you could have taken Kristen Proby's name off this book and put Laura Pavlov on it.
Like, I've never read a Laura Pavlov.
This book had as much depth as a Laura Pavlov book.
Yeah, her books are very surface level as well. I think this is actually worse than anything I've read by Laura Pavlov, and it's like the worst of the Kristen Probys I've read. I'm just going to give it to you real, because like nobody should have to read a book they are not going to like. And if you do like really surface level books that are just like truly fluff end to end, like, then this is absolutely for you. Go read it, have at, I'm not judging, but it is not a book for me. I know what I like, and this isn't it. And I don't like Laura Pavlov either, because of the same thing. Like, it just feels very easy, there's very little struggle, and then like when they make it that easy, when there is any kind of conflict, it feels very manufactured. Like when they have, like when Connor and Billy have their blowout over her shirking her bodyguard and going out driving her car, her new car, at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it was just like they were just very okay with everything. And it's like, that's not how any, I don't know. I feel like we all fight with our partners, and that's
like communication
or fights happen. Like, there's always some kind of resolution. There's boundary setting and respecting boundaries. And Connor's basically just like, there's threats to me because I'm a billionaire, and I'm going to buy you stuff and you're going to like it and you're going to follow my rules. And Billy's like, I'm independent and I'm going to do what I want to do. And I just didn't feel like there was really resolution to that. I felt like it was a very flimsy conflict. And then they're engaged 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and even the, like, the way that they fought about stuff, it was, like, almost like toddler fighting.
Yeah.
And it's, like, Michael and I will battle it out. We will not have pleasant fights when we fight. But it's, like, I don't know. There was just something about the way these two fought that, like, it just doesn't make sense for the ages that they are. Because supposedly he's this 40-year-old guy, but he just seems so dumb at times.
Okay, so we've talked enough about this. Let's move on to our thumbs up, thumbs down. Jenny, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Leah, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
And this is a thumbs down for me, too. There was just, I couldn't find anything to redeem it for me. I did like the bodyguard guy. Was his name Mike?
Miller.
I did like Miller. He had agency.
And I will say, I liked the relationship of the siblings and things like that. And there were, like, little things like that. And, like I said, the structure of the story.
If those were all my friends, I would drown them. I'm just saying.
I didn't like them, but the way that they were with each other was fine.
Yeah. Those are not people I want to be my friends. Anyway, what are some other books that are similar that are better that people should read?
Anything.
Does anyone have any books they like?
Sorry, that was really mean.
I have When Grumpy Met Sunshine by Charlotte Stein. I think that is a really great, with excellent plus size rep.
She does excellent plus size rep.
A Highlander for Hannah by Mary Warren. Also excellent plus size rep. Her Greatest Mistake by Hannah Cohen. That's a second chance romance. I think it's really well done. And I think that she's plus size. And they had to overcome a lot. And I think that it works. And it's not 5,000 pages long. Muffin Top.
There's reasons for things.
Yeah. Muffin Top by Avery Flynn. That one always bugs me a little bit just because it's fake relationship. Like, fat girls can only find love if they're in a fake relationship. But
I have noticed that trend is not as prevalent.
It's not as prevalent as used to be.
And I think that's part of, like, why that book doesn't bug me as much anymore.
Yeah. Change of Pace by Kayla Gross and In a Rush by Kate Canterbury. I didn't love In a Rush, but it was better than this. And had good plus size rep. And also that small town vibe. And he wasn't obnoxious. He was a football player and he wasn't obnoxious.
Yeah.
So anybody else have any other titles?
I have nothing because I had to force myself to finish this book. Although I didn't read the whole thing. I definitely skipped around. But I didn't go back and reread like the pieces that I skipped.
That's fine.
I just skipped.
The sex scenes were pretty much all the same.
Okay. And did they feel like she just kind of copied and pasted the sex scenes each episode?
Yeah.
Or each time they did it?
I don't know. I was like, oh,
they did have a lot of sex.
But it was all like...
exact same positions, same...
I don't know. I guess I didn't really pay that close attention to it because at that point I was like, I just need to get to the end.
Like some of them, they even said the exact same thing. Each other.
I didn't like that.
Like...
she literally did copy and paste.
Like they have no imagination on like their wordplay.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Basically had sex every chapter.
They did. They had a lot of sex.
I didn't read every chapter, so I don't know that.
Oh, I knew. I did. I read the whole thing.
This was a special episode of Leah Ina book.
This was very special. Okay. So that is a wrap on this episode. We hope that you enjoyed our deep dive on Where We Bloom more than we enjoyed the book. We will be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the YouTube. Joining me will be Laura from What to Read Next podcast. We are talking about mystery rom-coms. She has curated a TBR for us, kind of that epic heist vibe, but in rom-com. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what she comes with for us. And then next week, we'll be back here on Wednesday night, and we are diving into Camera Shy by Kay Cove. And I will tell you, Lindsay, I'm already 30% in, and it's a much more solid book. So
I'm excited. I haven't read Kay Cove.
I haven't read Kay Cove either.
No, this is a first time for all of us, I think.
Jenny had read this book previously.
I've read this one.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay.
So it's a read.
But only this one?
No, I read one other by her.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, I'm halfway in, and it's her voice is really great. The heroine is so real. So I'm excited to chat with all of you about that.
Been eyeball reading them, and I'm so excited that I actually have time to like eyeball read stuff. Yeah. I've been not eyeball reading for a long time now. I've been not reading.
Fair. So that's a wrap. Thank you everyone for joining me tonight and talking about Where We Bloom. Thank you for struggling for through this. And community, you are on notice.
Well, Stacey did say we just chose from what you gave us.
I gave some good choices. They voted.
You did give some good choices.
Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.